are many fearsome foes every young lady is bound to face on their quest to secure their bridegroom, there is one that is most dangerous of all. It is a terrifying creature that outstrips the threat of a seductive rival or the horror of wearing an out-of-season gown. And worst of all, it is a creature that most eligible young women never even consider dangerous until it is far too late. That creature, of course, is the mother-in-law. Yes, dear reader, the mother-in-law is a Sisyphean foe who will plague you and needle you until it draws its final breath. And then will likely continue to haunt you for a few days after that. And so, my dear reader, I would advise you thusly. When you consider a suitor, first consider the mother.
All right, this is getting, like, wild. Davis, this is getting crazy.
I was only just starting to get a handle on Lord Bishopton being dead and, like, trying to hide that. And now I've got to hide a new second thing within that hiding. Like, what? I don't know how to compartmentalize
this. Sorry, Davis. I was talking about us.
Oh.
I was talking about us. I was saying this has gotten crazy. The sexual tension between us is out of control. Absolutely out of control.
Well.
So let's decide right here, right now. Either you want me or you don't.
You know, I feel like you might be overreading some of the. I know we had some tension when we were both kind of under the influence of some tinctures, but now that we're not, it seems like we've got a pretty good handle on it. Like, do we really need to put labels on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. That makes sense. No.
You yeah, seem a little.
That makes sense.
You just seem a little disappointed. I think.
No, I'm not. I've actually moved on. I have a very attractive suitor.
Oh,
he just doesn't go to this. He just doesn't go to this this town. Like, he goes to a different town. So
what's his name? Like, what does he look like?
His name is Stool Wallington.
Stool Wallington.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a really cool name.
Yeah, he's 7 feet.
He's
tall.
7 foot tall?
He's 7 feet
he's
tall.
He's so much taller, but he's not, you know, I mean, look at my arms. I mean, I've got some, he's not this muscular, right?
Are you serious? You look sickly. Like, you look,
no,
like the wind could knock you over.
I've only been knocked over by wind like that one time. And it was a really strong wind.
Davis, listen, me and Stool are going places, you know? So I've moved on. So I just thought it was maybe the time to tell you.
You know, maybe there is some sexual tension here. I don't
know.
Maybe
I actually don't think so anymore, because I think that me and Stool are probably going to.
There's no way it dissipated that quick. Like, if it was here a second ago, it must still be lingering. Like, there's a long tail of sexual tension, right?
No. Hi.
Why is it always you two in my drawing room and never my own children? Great to see you both, I guess.
Hey, I found this in one of your drawers. Sorry, I was kind of like looking around a little bit. I don't know.
Violet, you are going through my drawers. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't see what you're holding up.
Is this just like, it just looks like a dirty little sock? I don't know.
A dirty little sock. Oh, thanks.
A dirty little sock. I'll stop going through your drawers.
You know, all of us have laundry sometimes to do, Violet. Forgive me for not staying on top of all of the chores that I have to send out. A lot has happened around here in the past couple days.
That is a particularly dirty sock.
That's a dirty little sock.
Again, neither of you is my children. Don't know why you're going through my dirty laundry. But thanks so much for the feedback. Really appreciate it.
We just came over because we figured we should all kind of get on the same page about what we're doing about Lord Bitcherton now that he's dead, but he's not dead. And we've got Benjamin Franklin trying to go find him. It's just, there's lies within lies that I don't know how I can keep them all straight.
Yes, I agree. It's all becoming rather out of control. And I don't know how to keep it together. Mind you, we haven't even found a husband for Gwendolyn yet. There's so much to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot. I could see if, you know, Stool Wallington has a brother.
I'm sorry. What? Stool Wallington?
He's this nothing. Seven never foot mind. Never mind. It's fine. No, that Violet has been dating.
7 foot beefcake.
Yeah, he's absolutely yoked.
Violet, you have a suitor? Since when? This is so exciting. Yeah.
Okay, we should just talk about something else quickly.
I can't wait to meet him. What's he
like? No, let's talk about something else very quickly. So what are we going to do? Where is Gwendolyn anyway?
I had to send Gwendolyn out for some air. She was getting a bit overwhelmed with everything that's happened. And she's just a poor girl of 17, so she can't handle all of this.
Okay, well, I'm 18, so she's not that much younger than me.
Okay, well, she's got a lot of maturing to do.
Well, maybe she could pick up some cleaner socks for you.
Yeah, that's definitely the priority right now. Okay, I'm glad you are both here, because I need help, I need company, I need entertainment, because I am expecting company today of all days.
What? Who?
Oh, who's coming?
My wonderful mother-in-law, who I love and can't wait to see.
Yeah, you're really gritting your teeth pretty hard there.
Oh, that's just, I have a poppy seed in there from breakfast, but nope, I love her dearly, and I'm so glad she's here. She sent a letter a couple of days ago saying she would show up today, so she's about to turn up on the doorstep, and I can barely keep straight what I'm supposed to tell her or not tell her, and about her own son, my beloved husband. So I need help. I need backup.
We'll help you. We're here. We're here for you.
We just keep it vague. You know, he's out on business. He's just always out on business, and he was never dead, and he's always here, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
He's out on business. Yes,
he's out on business. He's out on business. Just say it. He's out on business.
Of course.
He's out on business.
He's out on business.
Yeah.
How long could a mother-in-law possibly want to stay?
Davis, you are so young as well. You have so much to learn. You'd be so surprised. Lady Margaret is not to be trifled with in that way. She will show up and just keep on staying. And wow. Stay in.
Like a weekend or?
Like a fortnight.
A fortnight?
But let's not jump to that yet.
I'm excited to see Grandma again.
Oh, right. You know her too.
Yeah. No, she's my grandma. Yeah, I'm related. I'm your niece. Why does everyone keep forgetting who I am?
Forgive me, Violet.
Violet, we're working with a lot of information right now. There's a whole dead person who rose from the dead. Like, we're kind of focused on that. Like, your parentage, a little bit less
No,
important.
For sure. Okay.
Also, there's the 7-foot beefcake that I can't get out of my head now.
Right.
And it's just like...
Who maybe will create a new branch in the family tree, if we're lucky.
Well, no, there's some sexual tension between me and Violet.
There's
so, you
actually
know, who's
not.
To say?
There has never been less sexual tension.
Wow. Really didn't need to know about that.
It feels really strong right now.
It's not.
You two,
Davis.
Always squabbling, these little lovebirds. Oh, listen. The carriage is pulling up. Oh, that must be her. Okay, brace yourselves, everybody. Big smiles, keep it light, keep it fun, and keep it snappy.
All right, everyone's alive, yes. No one's dead, everything's fine. Big smiles.
Okay.
Mum, introducing Lady Margaret Bitcherton.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
Grandma!
Lady Margaret, what a pleasure it is to see you.
Darling, you know I like for you to call me Mrs. Bitcherton. Once again, patience, you know what I like to be called.
Should I call you Grandma?
Sorry, darling, who are you again?
Why does everyone forget me? I'm Violet Bitcherton. I'm your
Violet.
Granddaughter.
Oh, right. Yes, darling, I remember you. You're so lovely, aren't you? Give your granny a hug. Side hug. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank Side you, hug. Darling. Well, it's so just lovely to see you all. How are we doing? Patience, the place looks rather run down, I've got to say. What have you been doing to the family estate?
Oh, Lady Margaret, you always have such wonderful feedback for me when you drop by. Run down isn't exactly... I can't say I agree, but there's been There's been some activity here, but, you know, just during the coming out season, I suppose.
Grandma.
Many.
Oh. Grandma, look at this dirty sock.
Okay. No, look no, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this dirty sock. Violet, put that away. Put that away.
I got it from Aunt Patience's drawer.
No, she found that outside. Lady
Darling,
Margaret,
if you've got problems, you know that you need to see a doctor. That's really worrying. That
there's no problem. There's no
secretions
problem.
Secretions coming out of your feet like that can't
okay,
be good.
No, no problem. No boils, no secretions. Violet simply likes
you
to pick things
up. You brought up boils? Do you have many boils?
Pretty sure you said boils, Lady Margaret.
Okay. Don't gaslight me, darling. I know exactly what you're doing.
Lady Margaret, it's so nice to meet you. I'm a Davis Devoutly. I'm the vicar's son from just down the road.
You may kiss my hand. Hello.
Oh, thank you. There we go.
Thank you. Violet, stop. Get off my hand.
Sorry,
stop.
Sorry.
Not you.
Sorry, sorry.
Only Davis.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought I was supposed to. Okay.
So you're the vicar's son. You're the vicar's son here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been vicar's son
here for a while. I'd love to meet him. I do love clergymen.
You know, it's funny. If you say you want to see my father loud enough, he just kind of appears.
I would love to see the clergyman.
Jesus. Oh,
oh
my
hello.
God.
Did someone call for a vicar?
Vicar, where did you come from?
How did you get this in?
Oh, you know, I just follow the prayers. I was kind of, you know, around the corner praying to myself. And I will pray on that sock for you, Miss Bitcherton, that okay. sock, that stanky
nope.
sock.
It's
that
not
stanky,
mine.
Dirty
it's not mine.
Sock.
She
it's
has not boils, Vicar. Please
no
pray for her boils.
No,
oh, I will pray for the boils. The boils on Bitchertons will go away.
There are no
I've
boils
got a
of
boil.
The Bitchertons. Okay. Well,
I've got a big old boil. Does anyone want to see it?
Now, Vicar, may I just humbly introduce myself? I am Lady Margaret Bitcherton, mother of our dear Ernest Bitcherton. May I please present myself in the lowest curtsy possible?
Oh, Lady Margaret, are you quite all right?
Do you need some help? Let me...
Thank you. I just wanted to say hello and give my gratitude for your being here and just let you know hello.
Well, hello. I'm much surprised. I thought you were Patience's sister.
Yeah. We could be twins, I know.
Yes. Oh, that vicar, what a sense of humor he's got on him.
Lady Bitcherton, you're really gripping that couch really hard.
No, just some leftover crumbs from breakfast that I had to get.
Grandmama, I'm back from the market and you've arrived. Hello.
Oh, my dear Gwendolyn. Mwah, 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 mwah. I just love you so much. I've missed you, darling. My favorite, you.
Grandmama, I'm so glad that you're here. I've always been my favorite. I mean, you've always been my favorite.
Well, both,
always
darling.
Been your favorite.
Yes, you know. I say it explicitly.
Yeah.
That's no, right.
I heard that.
Yes, Violet.
Right. Gwenny, I love your letters that you send me and you...
Oh,
I
yes.
just... Oh, you're just my little bird. You know, I love to call you my little bird.
I do apologise. I haven't written as of late, but it's been so busy. But what with my coming out and... Well, all manner of things have been happening here, but I'm so happy you're here.
I know. I hear very good things about you on the marriage mart, you know.
Yes, yes.
Any suitors on the way for you, darling?
Well, I think there were a few, and I'm hoping to have many more, and I hope to be wed as a young girl of just turned 17 by the end of the year, by the end of the season.
Well, let's hope so. You are spoiling a bit, you know.
Oh, please, Lady Margaret.
Wow.
Oh, patience,
Grandma?
Patience. Please, I know what I'm talking about, don't
Grandma?
I? Yes, darling?
Did you get any of my letters or my drawings?
Your drawing? Wait.
I drew you a bunch of pictures.
Are those the satanic pictures that are... I thought those were just a prank by a village boy.
No.
Those were from
you? They're actually supposed to be angels.
Well, that's strange. They're covered in blood and just redness. And
well, that was from... I coughed and some
yes.
blood. It was... Yeah.
Violet took ill not too long ago.
I was a little bit sick and I was coughing blood, but it's fine.
There was a whole ordeal with tinctures and...
There's a lot of good stuff going, Gwendolyn. I'm seeing good things. And then, oh my goodness, Violet, I can't wait to meet this stool. Like, you know, the stool seems like such an interesting person.
Who is stool?
Who is Stool? I'd love to know more about him.
Can we just stop talking about this?
Say his name again. Stool, what was it again?
Stool Wallington.
You have Wallington?
Yes, the Wallingtons have their very large son, Stool, who's actually, he's been out at Springfield College. They've been researching this new game where you throw some kind of sphere into a basket. And they've been working on its development. And with he's apparently him being 7 feet is very important for its development.
That's a real person? I mean, of course that's a real person.
7 feet? Is that like meters?
But yes, he has been back in town on holiday, and little did I know that little Miss Violet, unfortunately for my Davis, you found someone taller, handsomer, more interesting, smarter.
Indeed.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I bet I'd be good at that ball basket game.
Davis, don't be foolish. With those short arms of yours and that stubby legs...
I keep forgetting that you're even here. You're a waif. You turn to the side and I think you disappear.
Look, try and push him over, Grandmama.
Whoa, no!
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I wasn't planted. So that's not really
your feet. Try it again, Grandmama.
Plant your feet. Try it again,
Grandmama.
Yeah,
I'm planted.
A one, a two, a three.
Okay.
There he goes.
Okay, so I see where Violet got her arm wrestling strength from. Okay, so that makes sense.
Certainly wasn't from me. That much we know.
We do know that. You are a weak woman, Patience. Okay. We do know that.
Not what I was... Just genetically, does it make sense for the...
Well, Patience, okay. We're not genetically related.
I know. That's why I was... It was a...
Aunt Patience.
What does genetically mean?
Gwendolyn, I'm so proud of you that you haven't started reading yet. That is the mark of a true woman in this society, and I love that about you.
Yes, that's right.
Keep it up. Keep those books closed and those eyes high.
That's right. But you should hear me on the pianoforte. I can read a bit of music.
She's marvelous.
Let me play some for you now. Let me go over to the pianoforte and play a bit for everyone.
May I sing with you?
Indeed. Okay, let's sing. Why don't I'll play and you sing?
Mm-hmm. Let's do our classic little duet.
Here we go. Okay, you sing the first line and then I'll sing the second line. Here we go. I'm going to start playing now.
Ha, 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 here comes the bride, a bride like any. No!
She is a shy bride wearing all white. Her eyes are wide behind her veil. What is in store? No one knows. No one should talk to the bride before the wedding.
Oh, bravo, Gwendolyn! Your talents are unmatched.
I get them from you, Grandmama.
Yes.
What about me, Gwendolyn? Come on. I can sing too.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
There is a bride, and it's good one too, in the town in Shen. And when woots in bash, it's pretty good. Not bad.
Aunt Patience, that was terrible.
Oh.
I might fall over.
All right. I was classically trained, so.
I think there's going to be some people in, like, the West Village of Wooten Bassett that might really like that type of music.
Thank you, Davis. I appreciate it.
You think?
Kind of alternative and folksy.
Oh, wait. Patience or us?
Are you talking about me, right?
Oh, I think Patience, yeah. No, I think Gwendolyn and Lady Margaret, I think you guys are going to be, you know. Everyone's going to love you. That's a classic song.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Song.
Yes. So her thing is kind of...
Very specific.
Off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Right.
Indeed.
Yes, I was going to say. Davis, you're so sweet.
Classically trained, so... Okay, maybe you guys just don't get it, so... Whatever.
So, Lady Margaret, how long do you intend to stay? Are you just dropping by for a quick afternoon visit just to see your daughter-in-law and your granddaughters, and then that's kind of it, and you're going to get out of here?
A quick afternoon visit?
Yeah.
Didn't you see all of my men carrying those packages and baskets and boxes of things?
Oh wow.
That's what that was.
Yes. They've been clunking around. The second carriage should be coming soon.
Oh.
Second carriage.
Yes, a second carriage.
I do plan to stay for quite some time. I need to figure out a few things and help my ladies in the family make sure everything's going smoothly, as well as I want things to start going smoothly for me. Vicar, what is your current situation in this town, just out of curiosity?
Oh, Lady Margaret, getting right to it, aren't we?
Wait a minute, what's happening here?
My wife is dead. So I've been...
She is.
Rest her soul.
Rest her soul.
And I've just kind of been invested in making sure my boy Davis, you know, finds himself a beautiful, good wife. It's been, very cold on one side of the bed for sure, but...
Well, I know how that goes for... Absolutely, yes. Vicar, I think you're quite wonderful, you know. A good father, focused on the right things, marrying off your kin. That's the kind of thing that I'm interested in.
Oh, is that right?
Mm. Yes. I also love a white collar.
Wait, I don't get it.
I don't know. I think me and Violet have a lot of, sexual tension happening right now. So I don't know if it's really appropriate for you two to also start a thing.
Are you talking about?
What
Davis?
The hell are you talking about?
Children should be seen, not heard. Okay.
You forgot about Stool?
Stool isn't that cool. He's only 7 feet. I mean, come on. I'm 5'4". Wouldn't you rather have someone that tight?
We stand a short king in this house.
What does that mean?
The king is rather short.
Patience, are you drunk again? I do say. It's only 11 a.m.
Listen, the amount of brandy that I've had today is my business and my business alone. If you'd like one, please feel free to join in.
Oh, me? I could never. Vicar, I just want to say I never touch the stuff, okay, as they say.
Well, I'd beg to differ.
No, I also don't. The only thing I'm drinking is the Lord's spirit inside me. I keep him inside me at all times.
As do I.
Yes.
I love that.
Mm.
Gwendolyn, Violet, can I just borrow you in the other room real quick?
Yes, Davis, what is it?
I'm really starting to sweat, okay? Because Lady Margaret Bitchton keeps kind of like looking around and like, she at some point she's going to ask where Ernest is, where Lord Bitchton is, and we don't know where he is. And then my dad is right here, and I can't lie to my dad, and I don't want him finding out about any of this. So like, I'm just starting to feel a little nervous, and I can't help but notice that you guys seem to be playing this really cool. What is the secret to that? Because I'm really freaking out right now.
Davis, the secret, like most things in life, is just stop thinking about it. Just don't. Think about it.
Just
and
don't.
And then, if it ever bubbles up, you just cram it down, deep down, and push it away, and pretend that there's a little lock on it, and then you stop thinking about it, and then, when you wake up screaming with night terrors, you just have Mary bring you some warm milk, and then you go back to sleep.
Yeah, I pretty much do that, too.
It's a Bitcherton family tradition, Davis.
Gwen, I feel like we haven't had a one-on-one in a while. Are you doing okay? Is everything cool with you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm just gonna not think of anything.
Davis, she said she's fine.
Yes.
We're
British. It's kind of what we do, okay? So now, man up, chin up, stiff upper lip, and let's go in and let's find ways to distract Grandmama. Perhaps we could take her on a tour about the house or go to a neighboring estate and look at the statues or something.
Well, that's great for like a day or an afternoon, but if she's trying to stay here for like a fortnight, she's going to figure some stuff out. We got to get her out of here.
Oh, a fortnight. great writing in Fortnite. Let's do that. Perhaps we can take her a tour about the town of Wooden Basset and show her all of the charms of the village.
All right, I guess let's try to distract her and, you know, just keep her mind off of Lord Bitcherton.
I think we should push this relationship with your dad.
Well,
what relationship?
Listen, I think that's what we should do. I think that if she's distracted in love, she won't notice.
I mean, I don't think my dad's not really interested. And then, you know, if something happened and he married, you know, Lady Margaret, then all of a sudden, you know, we'd be kind of related and that would kind of put a damper on this sexual tension. And then, you know, just a lot of problems entering the situation. Do we really want to do that?
Davis, I think you might be stupid.
Yes.
I really think you might be dumb. And I was trying not to say that, but I can't even hold it in anymore. I think you might be a big dum-dum. All right, let's get out there.
Harsh words from Violet, but true.
But true?
You know who also loves sidebars? Your son, Lady Margaret. Where is Lord Bitcherton?
I was just about to ask Vicar. I haven't seen Ernest in so long.
I've got gifts for everyone.
So long. Oh. What?
Gifts? Sorry. Yeah, well, yes. I was going to recommend that we take a stroll about the pond, which I hear has just been stocked
stroll
with fish.
Right now. I've got gifts to hand out. Ooh. Also, Vicar, so kindly, I took a bit of a turn around the room just now while you guys were gone, and the vicar came to my rescue.
Oh,
I did sprain my ankle. There's no way I could ever walk about any estates, but he caught me with his strong arms. Oh.
It was really quite dramatic. You all missed quite a spectacle. There was a kind of a fainting situation.
Our faces got quite close, and I did feel the Lord's spirit between us.
Yes, it was the one thing keeping our carnal.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian. You might know me as Davis Devoutly, but I'm also the producer, editor, and sound designer of Bitcherton. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and don't mind this little ad break here. It helps us keep the lights on over here at Bitcherton HQ. But on the off chance you do hate commercials, and quite frankly, who doesn't? And maybe you never want to hear them again on this show, I thought I'd let you know about our Patreon. Yes, that's right, over at the Bitcherton Patreon, not only will you get ad-free episodes of your favorite improvised Regency comedy podcast, but you will also get access to two delicious bonus goodies. Let me tell you about them real quick. The first one is our cast talkback show, Spilling the Tea. Each episode of Spilling the Tea, I am joined by the cast of Bitcherton, and we dive into the behind the scenes of this show, our reaction to the episode, and then inevitably take some wild detours as we get sidetracked. But it's a great peek behind the scenes of the making of Bitcherton. And the second bonus goodie is absolutely perfect for anyone who has ever wanted to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. And that's because it is the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. You see, every episode of Bitcherton has its own trifold pamphlet-sized gossip sheet featuring in-world gossip that expands on the lore of Wooten Basset. And there may even be some teasers for future episodes hidden throughout. You'll have to read it for yourself to find out. So if you want to support Bitcherton and get all of those excellent bonus goodies, just go to patreon.com/Bitcherton and sign up to become a loyal listener. For just $5 a month, you can help us continue to make this show so freaking awesome. And now, back to the show. Or potentially another ad, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, unless you're a patron, then you get no ads. In fact, you wouldn't even hear me saying this. I mean, you get it. Patreon.com/Bitcherton.
Scurry is an all-for-one and one-for-all role-playing game that rewards quick thinking and decisive actions, now funding a new edition on BackerKit. Play as crafty beasts embarking on one-shot heists using simple rules perfect for all levels of experience. Everyone shares the same scurry dice, which you roll to overcome danger. As things go wrong, the scurry dice shrink and success gets harder and harder. But don't let them shrink too small or something awful awaits. With brand new heists to scurry on, you've a whole woodland to explore, filled with the echoes of long-gone titans and the cries of animals who need your help. Included in the new edition are 112 pages of rules, setting information, and adventures with new jaw-dropping illustrations from any and Eisner-nominated artists. Get your paws on a copy at stoutstoat.co.uk/scurry.
Desires away from each other.
Okay. Well, maybe, gracious.
Maybe. Wow, I need my fan.
My fanning self.
Why don't we all step outside for some air, Lady Margaret? It looks like you could use a bit of fresh air. You are a bit flushed. Why don't we all step outside and take a little... It's been a while since you've seen our little town, our little village.
All right, well, why don't I... If I have the vicar by my side, I can do anything.
Then I will be by your side.
Put your arm in arm and help her, even with her sprained ankle.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
Also, I just want to say I can pick you up, Grandma, if you need it. I'm extremely strong.
Hello. Hello there. Who are you?
Wait. Violet, your granddaughter.
Oh, right. Violet, how are you, darling? It's so good to see you. When did you come?
I've been here the whole time, Grandma.
You've grown so much. Look at you, darling. Anyway, come along, everyone. Let's go on outside.
Yes, that was my idea. I said that. So
I think we should go for a walk with our vicar.
Right, that's what I just said. Everyone, we should all... Patience.
Father, remember to leave some room for the Holy Spirit. Leave some room for the Holy Spirit.
Of course, son. I am one who remembers the rules of courting. Let's not get into the things you've done.
I like to think of how the pages of the Bible are quite close together.
Yes.
Bound together.
Yes.
That's what I like to think of.
That's a good point, Grandma. That's a really good point. I'm Violet. Violet, you remember.
To the right is the blacksmith, and then, yes, you can hear the clanging very loud.
I love it. I do love a good clang.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And then there next to the blacksmith is the patisserie.
En patisserie! You know I love France, darling. You know, Gwendolyn, I'd love to take you on a tour of France sometime.
Really?
If your mother will allow us to have some fun for once.
Sorry, not to be the wet blanket, but isn't Napoleon kind of like...
Oh, Mama, you know we don't pay attention to politics.
You just interject sometimes without thinking about what you're saying. I'm not talking about... I'm going to Paris, darling. That's, you know, where... It's not where the wars happen.
Yes,
I heard my name. I don't know. This isn't me interjecting. I thought you'd...
Yeah, no, Patience has a point. There's a lot of war going on. Like, to get to Paris, you kind of have to go through a lot of France.
Okay, string bean.
I'm svelte.
Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn. You know, we've got to find you someone that's not as scrawny and waif and... I won't say ugly, but definitely...
Homely? Is homely the word you're looking for?
No, I think
finally a word. That's great.
I think you're looking for unconventionally handsome. Kind of like Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, the blacksmith that we just passed?
Yeah, he's kind of like secretly hot.
He was so tall and so handsome. I do love... He has just large hands.
Huge hands.
I do like that he always looks like he's just about to cry. I feel like I could just lick away his tears and fix him.
Gwendolyn, I know what you mean.
Grandma?
Something like something the vicar would say. What?
Grandma?
Yes, darling?
Can I go to France with you?
Oh.
Just a thought.
That is a thought. You know, I will think about it. And we'll talk about it later, darling.
If I have any veto power here, I'm not sending anyone into a war-torn country. Forgive me for being the wet blanket once again.
Oh, Mama, we're young ladies. War could never touch us, no matter what happens. It will never touch the young and innocent. That's just not how it works.
It's true. Oh, the old and innocent.
That's right.
Patience, where is Ernest? You know, he usually keeps a good rein on you. What's going on? Where is he?
And then over here is the greengrocer.
Gwendolyn, you know I love you, but yes. I've asked a question, darling.
Oh.
Do you want me to slap her?
Me?
Yeah, Grandma.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to slap Gwendolyn? Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get in more with you. I feel like you're...
I think you want attention. I think I see what's going on here.
I want a little attention. I feel like Gwendolyn is very clearly your favorite, and I'm just trying to get in with you, Grandma.
Violet, you're from the other branch of the Bitcherton family, and we do accept you. We do have love for you, but, you know, there are branches on the tree that just sort of hang there, that don't really have any leaves, that are just kind of still hanging on. Is this making sense? You know, your mother and father.
Your son?
Yes. My son, and his name was... Okay, there's Ernest. There's...
John.
George.
John.
Robert.
John.
Michael. Wendy. Moira. Angela. Darling. And John.
John.
Yes. John is your father.
Yes.
Oh, yes. How is he?
I think he's fine. I haven't talked to him for a few months.
What is going on with all of my sons? Okay, so, Patience, answer me. Where is Ernest? I need to talk to my son, and I need him now.
Lady Margaret, as I'm sure you are aware, he's a very busy man, and he happens to be out on business, as he has been for the past...
You keep writing this to me, but I want a letter from him, and that's why I came, because I've not received a letter from my son in months, and something fishy is going on here.
Nothing fishy.
Davis, any leads? My son, who is around the family often?
Oh, you know, I haven't seen Lord Bitcherton in some time, and I'm told that he's away on business.
Yes.
Yes, so that seems to be all that we can share.
I don't
so
understand
that's all we know.
Because his business is socks, right? You don't have to go anywhere for this. He's always making socks here, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I think I hear his voice now.
Hello. Hello, I'm off to business again.
Violet, turn around. What?
Sorry?
You can't just face the other way and put on a voice. I don't know what you're doing. Darling, are you all right in the head? John wasn't always right in the head, and I'm afraid that you've gotten his conditions.
Yeah, probably.
I think Violet is very smart and beautiful and,
Davis,
and you know...
I'm listening to you because you're the son of the vicar, the handsome Vicar Glenwald. And I have respect for you, and I will... could possibly cherish you as a son someday. But I do find you to be quite irritating.
Yes.
We all kind of think that. We all think that.
Yes.
So we do have agreement on this. Okay.
There's a lot of emotions right now, but I still do deeply want to impress you. How do you do that? Can you teach me that skill? I would like that skill.
Perhaps one day. Good boy.
I hate that I need that approval. I hate it.
Okay, let's continue the tour, shall we? Gwen, do you wanna...
I'd love to see your garden.
No! Ooh, no!
Garden.
You have the most rough hands. It seems like they've been digging through the dirt and planting vegetables and flowers.
That seems boring, if you ask me. Yes. I think there are more important things we can find to show you.
Our garden hadn't really come in this year. Like, it's not particularly vibrant or anything. So you know,
It's my biggest... pride and joy. Let us go to the garden. I want to see my sweet.
Oh, take me there, darling. Take me there.
No need. Can I offer anyone some brandy? Look, we're passing the pub. It's a perfect time. It's 12:30.
Patience, come on.
Just anywhere but the garden, I would say, could be good.
Well then, fine. If you guys want to go get a brandy, I think the vicar and I are going to the gardens. You know, some alone time wouldn't bother.
No.
Oh, that's okay. if you insist on going, we can all just come with you, I suppose.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Okay, Patience, it's fine. As long as we keep them to the front, like the flower section, if we just keep talking about the flowers, that's fine. We buried Lord Bridgerton back in the vegetable section. So as long as they don't go past the
and
pretty flowers.
You have to see my delicious vegetables.
No,
please. So good. We can make a salad.
Davis.
A delicious salad.
This is what I was worried about.
Those tomatoes are quite tumescent, aren't they? Oh my goodness. Mm. Look at those.
Oh yes, very tumescent.
Wait, what? Sorry. I see something out of the corner of my eye.
No.
Probably just a bird or something.
A piece of purple cloth. That's the color of the Bridgerton crest.
No, that's...
Is that the handkerchief that I gave my dear Ernest on his wedding day?
That couldn't be. That
couldn't be. No.
It is. Here it is. Hand embroidered. Sorry for your loss, Ernest. I still will love you, no matter what. Love, Mama.
Ooh.
What is this? What's this doing in your garden, Vicar? What's happening?
I have no clue. Maybe my son can give me answers.
Mr. Devoutly, please explain what's going on here.
You know, I...
He's away on business.
He must be away on business.
And he must have dropped it when he went to business.
Yeah, when he went to business camp school place.
Is that right, son?
I think, yeah.
This is the truthfulness that is escaping your tongue.
Gwendolyn, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, he knows. He always knows.
Vicar, why are you writing this all down?
My prayer book.
He's got a big mouthful of tomato.
The way that tomato is dripping out of your mouth,
Vicar, chew your
food. Oh my
God. You look like Bishop Denethor when he's eating tomatoes.
What is happening? Can I just say, Vicar, why are you writing down everything they say?
This is my prayer book, and I was eating a tomato because it's...
Chew and swallow before you answer the question.
No, I will speak when I want to speak.
Let me see that. Let me see that.
Violet, let go of the man's prayer book.
No.
Yes.
It's a holy book.
Give me my book.
Your arms are getting veiny. What's happening?
Stuhl Wallington's name. You wrote down Stuhl Wallington's name. What's this about?
To pray on it. I don't know how much more clear I can be. I read all the names. I say the prayer. I pray for the big stinky sock that was found at Patience.
No.
Stinky big feet.
That wasn't real. That wasn't mine.
And I pray for you and Stuhl Wallington and his future endeavors at the university, working on this basket sphere situation. I pray on my son, who, can't seem to catch a break or find anyone who loves him.
Well, I think people like me, you know.
No.
I'm praying on your big debut that you find someone who can meet up to your standards as a suitor in spite of all the hardships that you are going through right now. That is why I've written all of this down, to pray.
A true man of God. You've absolutely cleared your name of any kind of mystery or any kind of, you know... Just weirdness, I'd say.
Well, I thank you, Lady Margaret. There will be many mysteries that you'll learn about me.
Oh, please.
Eventually.
I'm a bit suspicious.
Well, Violet, I'm suspicious of you.
Well, I'm suspicious of you.
How did you date this stool fellow while he was away in college?
I made it up. There's no Stuhl Wallington.
What?
What? Isn't he in Springfield inventing ball basket?
Yeah, there is a Stuhl Wallington. Yes, he is real.
I didn't know that. Okay, I made it up to make Davis jealous.
Why?
I definitely wasn't jealous, so, no harm to
foul. Shut up, Davis.
Okay.
Dear God.
I really need a win.
Vicar, are you... This is going to sound crazy. Are you writing, like, some sort of gossip column about my family? and about the rest of the townspeople?
No, Violet, listen, I know it sounds weird, but like every vicar does this. They carry around a book and they write the town's biggest secrets and gossip, and then they can pray on it at the end of the day.
But some of this stuff is, some of these things are things that have only I've only ever seen in that Lady Big Wither gossip column.
Violet, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you accusing me of?
A man of God?
Me,
could
a man
never
of God, of the
a
Lord.
A strong,
who is on the
good-looking,
cross, bleeding,
strapping man.
Nailed.
Just
hands.
Mm. Yes.
Top of feet.
Yes.
Stabbed in the side.
Mm.
Screamed out.
Stigmata. Mm.
All right. Sorry about that. I guess I was wrong.
It's fine. Because from now on, I'll have my eye on you, Violet.
What the heck?
I will make sure you are walking within the Lord. Hand in hand. The Lord must be inside you at all times. And if I don't see the Lord inside you,
yeah.
There's a place we send little girls who don't walk right with the Lord.
Where?
To the nunnery.
The nunnery? I'm not going to the nunnery.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to stand here and listen to any more of this blasphemy. We're getting all worked up. I think we're all in a different place. I will leave, and I will be... You spend the rest of your days doing whatever you choose to do. Ta-ta for now.
Violet, look what you've done. You've made the vicar walk away. Before I had a chance to really tell him how I felt.
Grandma, I think he understood. You made it pretty clear. Are you crying?
Well, I've just lost the love of my life. Possibly.
The vicar was the love of your life?
Could have been, Patience. Could have been.
Sorry.
I've been alone all these years. Since my late husband passed.
Here, use this purple handkerchief that's embroidered with a lot of words on it.
Thank you, yes. Well, there he goes. The only person I've ever loved.
What? You just met him, Grandma.
The vicar?
Love happens in mysterious ways.
You were married for 25 years, Grandmama.
You had so many children.
And I did, again, have love for my husband. But we were never in love, I'd say. We slept in separate rooms. We only, you know, fornicated a few times to have all those wonderful children. But,
ooh,
you know, we both had our side pieces here and there.
What side piece?
What's fornicating?
I just want to say that I do hope that the vicar comes back, because I did have feelings for him. And Davis, if you could put in a good word for him and for me and to your father, just to drop some hints that I'm available and still quite supple and
whoa, okay.
Game, as they say.
Grandma, I think he got it. You made it very clear that you were into him.
Men don't always see the signs that we are putting up, I'd say. So just explicitly tell him that I want to fuck the vicar, and that'd be great.
Whoa! Bits! Lady Margaret, please! Gwendolyn is but 17.
Yes, give me your fan, quickly.
She needs to know these things before she goes into society, darling.
I went in
not knowing what sex was, and it was not pretty.
Lady Margaret, please have faith that I will give Gwendolyn all the appropriate talks that she'll need to have before she gets married.
I will also tell her what she needs to know.
Not necessary.
I think as the only man right here, I think I can speak for all men and say that we always pick up on the signals. Like, I've picked up on every signal that's ever come.
Okay, right.
Shut up, Davis.
You're hilarious. You're quite so, you know, you're funnier than I thought. I thought you were just dumb, but you're also quite funny.
You know, it feels bad when you talk to me, but you're saying nice things, and it's tough for me to read, okay? I'm getting all the signals, but they're confusing signals.
Davis, are you blushing?
There's a lot of emotion that's happening to me,
Davis,
right now.
Davis, I have a thing for your father, not you. I don't like young whippersnappers like yourself. I like a strong, older man that can smack you around with the Bible and the Book of Common Prayer, just kind of whack you around. I like it rough. What can I say?
If I put in a good word for you, can we stop this? Can
Absolutely.
We stop this?
Done and done.
Okay, that's all. That's
now
deal.
On to new things. Where is Ernest? I need to see my son. He hasn't answered my letters in months, weeks, or days, and I'm getting quite suspicious.
All right. I cannot bear it anymore. I've tried to push it down and lock it away.
Gwendolyn, no.
Gwendolyn,
repress.
Shut up,
what?
Mama!
Oh.
It's time!
Atta girl! Go at her!
Grandmama!
Let it out! Go! Come here! Come to my bosom, darling! Yes, come here!
Something terrible has happened!
What is it?
I'll tell you the whole sordid tale.
Yes, please.
We found Papa one morning. Dead, but he had taken a tincture made by Benjamin Franklin.
Who?
And he was feigning death to escape possibly his creditors. But he's run away and he's gone and he's left us. And we've sent Benjamin Franklin to go after him and seek him down as they were old friends. And I cannot bear the lies, but we must keep it a secret or else we'll be ruined. And the estate will go to horrible cousin Arthur. No offense, Violet, but he's awful.
No, it's okay. He sucks.
He's awful. And my prospects for marriage will be ruined and will be a spinster, even though I'm a girl of about 17.
Hush yourself, darling. Now, I do agree we must keep this secret.
Yes.
We can't let this out.
No. If Lady Bigwithers, that notorious gossip, gets even a whiff of this, it will ruin us.
It will ruin us. And I will not let that happen to this family. I know where he could be.
Where?
Well,
then
say
by
it.
All means,
say
tell
it
us.
Out loud.
We'd love to know.
Come on, tell us.
This isn't just a handkerchief. This is a clue. My son loves to leave clues. And I love to solve them! Goodbye, everyone!
What?
Goodbye, David.
Lady Margaret, please!
Goodbye, Patience. Goodbye,
Wait.
Gwendolyn.
Lady Margaret,
remind
I
me again,
insist.
What's your name, darling?
Violet.
Violet. Goodbye.
No.
Oh, I
just...
do love you all.
Where did this carriage
again,
come from?
Put in a good word for me with the vicar.
Yep,
you can't
I can
just...
do that.
Ta-da!
Oh, and she's gone. She's waving the handkerchief.
How did she even call the carriage that quickly? That was shocking.
My word.
Okay, but everything's fine.
Everything is not fine.
Everything is bad.
My husband is missing, and my mother-in-law seems to know where he is, but refused to tell me anything.
Okay, everything's bad, but we told people, and your mother is off finding him, so, you know... We're figuring this out.
It's just more and more people keep finding out, and eventually it's going to get out, and I just don't want to ruin Gwendolyn's chances at finding a husband this season.
Don't despair, Mama.
Suppose that's yeah. true.
And listen, if it comes down to it, if we realize that people are finding out and you're about to lose everything, I... will do this great service for you. I will marry Gwendolyn for you.
What? Sorry. That wasn't in the
like
cards.
A great
for me
service?
Well, no,
I'm going to faint.
Okay.
I'm going
saying
to
for
faint.
The family.
I'm going to faint.
Oh.
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn,
let me pick you up.
Stand up.
Listen, no one wants that, Davis. No one wants that.
I'm just saying I will fall on that sword if we need to.
That's not a sword that needs
falling
onto.
Listen, there has to be someone else. Good God.
I mean, I'm sure we'll find someone else, but I'm just saying, if we get down to it, you know,
yeah,
last resort.
Yeah, if we don't, then I'm Gwendolyn would rather marry a turtle.
You were talking to my father about his prayer book?
Yeah. I made a mistake. I apologize.
No. It's what he said when he left. He said, ta-ta for now. like, you know, like what Lady Bigwether says at the end of her gossip sheet. And I kind of started, you know, what you said started to make more sense. Does that make sense? Like, I can't imagine that my father is Lady Bigwether, but like, when you kind of put the pieces together, it's like, he knows everyone's secrets, and he knows all the gossip of the town, and Lady Bigwether always seems really informed with people's deepest, darkest secrets, and like, who else would know but someone who's taking confessions, you know?
Yes. So we just have to prove it.
I mean, how are we going to do that?
We could steal his prayer book.
I mean, we can try, but my father keeps that thing under lock and key in his bedside table.
Oh, I can easily break that open.
I keep forgetting your incredible strength. Yes, this actually will be pretty strong. Easy.
Dear God, that's like literally nothing.
Yeah. You know what? Let's steal the prayer book. Let's see what it is.
Okay, let's just steal the prayer book. Yeah.
You two planning a heist in here?
Mary! How long have you been there?
I'm game for a heist.
Okay, the three of us are going to steal the prayer book.
All right, I guess I'm the face, Violet's the muscle.
And I'm the brains.
Every strong man is the sum of the efforts of stronger women. If you ever hope to be part of that equation, dear reader, then you need to understand all the terms and calculate every cost. For you can be sure that every eligible man and every man unworthy of such description comes with a cost. Prepare yourself for a battle without end that will daily tear at your very soul. But if your matronly calculus is correct, you might one day glance into a mirror and see another fearsome mother-in-law meet your gaze. Ta-ta for now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Brian Flaherty, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. And this episode features guest star Lauren Holt. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA Independent Podcast Contract. This episode was produced by Brian Flaherty and Elliot Davis. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Sechin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from the rose on a ray. Ooh, the more I give you, the stranger it feels, yeah.
We're done.
You got to keep all that in the podcast.
Yeah. It's all standing.
That's for the talkback.
Bitcherton is a many-sided media production.